4 out of 10 for customer service in New Zealand. That's how one family's rating the national carrier after it cancelled their Chicago flight and left them in call centre limbo land, refusing to rebook them with like-for-like seats on a different service. Air New Zealand suspended its direct flights between Chicago and Auckland in March because of maintenance issues with the Rolls-Royce engines on its Boeing 787 Dreamliners. Rupert, a Kiwi living in America, and his extended family, 6 people in total, were booked on the Chicago flight to come here at Christmas. Their booking included 3 sky couches. When Air New Zealand canned the direct service, Rupert just wanted to get the equivalent tickets and sky couches on another Air New Zealand flight.
So my wife and I have 2 young kids who are aged, right now aged 2.5 and 6 months, and my parents-in-law who are in their 70s. We had booked 3 sky couches plus 1 additional seat, probably for a total of maybe 15,000 or so. And then that Chicago route got canceled. And that's when I called Air New Zealand to try and figure out rebooking.
Okay. So your little ones are of an age where what? They would have to sit on your seat the whole flight?
Right. The older one is over 2, so she gets her own, we need to buy her own seat. Yeah, the little one, if we don't buy him a seat, he would have to sit on our lap, right? By that time, he'll be 15 months old, and that simply won't be feasible, which is why we wanted to go for the sky couch.
Okay. So when Air New Zealand canned your flight, what were your expectations?
What I expected is that we would be rebooked Chicago to Auckland with a layover somewhere else, with a sky couch on the US to Auckland leg, or the same number of sky couches that we booked originally. I thought that would be a simple like-for-like swap.
And did you expect Air New Zealand would organise that for you, seeing as they'd cancelled your flights, they would find those seats on another carrier for you?
Right. That was, well, not another carrier, but on another Air New Zealand flight. Right, that was my expectation.
Yeah. So did they get in contact after they cancelled your flight?
They didn't. I expected they would have. I knew that there would be a lot of customers impacted, so I reached out to them proactively to try and figure that out.
And would you have been happy to go to Houston or LA and fly onwards from there?
Sure, I would have been happy. And those are the solutions that we've been investigating, given that the Chicago route is cancelled now.
Okay, but what did they tell you in New Zealand when you finally got a hold of them?
When I got a hold of them, well, I mean, on many of these flights, all the sky couches are already booked, which is frustrating, but I kind of understand that's the way it is. On other flights, there were sky couches available, but Air New Zealand had, quote, blacked them out, meaning that they weren't sold yet, but they were only willing to sell them to parties where you have three people per sky couch, which, as far as I understand it, essentially means that they want to sell them for a higher price.
Yet you had already booked and paid for your flights, right? You'd secured this particular seating arrangement.
Correct, we had. So the response from Air New Zealand was that they couldn't book us on the sky couches, but that they could refund the amount that we had paid for our sky couches. That of course was not a very satisfactory solution for us, given that would leave us, you know, with the 1-year-old on our laps for the 12 or 14-hour flight.
And if you wanted to get the equivalent seat, that would have meant you'd have to pay more, wouldn't it?
Correct. So to secure an additional seat would have cost, actually, I don't know exactly what it would have cost, but hundreds, certainly at least hundreds of dollars more to secure essentially the same seat that we had already booked.
And what did you think of that approach?
I think legally, I believe that Air New Zealand was within their rights to refund our money. I didn't find it satisfactory. I mean, it wasn't really a solution for us, given that the entire reason that we were flying in New Zealand as opposed to perhaps one of the American carriers is because they offer the Sky Couch product.
And how hard has it been to try and get this sorted via the call centre? Because you're in a different time zone as well.
It has been surprisingly difficult. I've had several nights up well past midnight over here in the US trying to figure this out. I think I was on the phone for something like 7 hours last weekend. It's frustrating because the systems don't seem to be designed for really anyone's convenience. So, you know, I'll be talking to one person and they think they'll get back to me, but then if they're out of the office, no one else can take over that until that person comes back. So it's been very difficult, much more difficult than I would have expected.
Okay, so we got involved when we heard about your plight and we started emailing and contacting Air New Zealand. And I wonder, has anything changed recently, Rupert?
Right. Thank you, Lisa. I'm very grateful to you and Radio New Zealand. Just in the last 20 minutes, actually, I got an email from Air New Zealand saying that the Sky Couches have been approved, all three of them, for my family as well as for my parents-in-law.
I imagine that there are a few people out there who may find themselves in a similar situation to what you've been in, Rupert, given they've cancelled a number of flights. So you may not be alone.
I think so. Right, around 3,000, according to what Air New Zealand told me.
So what would your message to Air New Zealand be about the way they treat customers and the experience of trying to right a wrong?
I think Air New Zealand, I think that Air New Zealand should do better. I will certainly think twice before flying them again, and I imagine that many customers who have a similar experience to me will think likewise.
And that was Air New Zealand customer Rupert speaking to us from the United States. And Air New Zealand will join us live after the 5 o'clock news.